Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. As some of you might know, I write letters to the editor of the Times-Standard. A few days back, they printed a letter from a person in Fortuna just destroying Senator Huffman. He called him several wicked names and accused him of being a traitor, among other things. All untrue, of course. I was surprised that they printed it, unless it was an example of how extreme some people are. My last letter had the word Negro in it, and I had to delete the sentence. No problem. African American might have been okay. Just a note, I had the word one, W-O-N, as one a prize written, and it was printed as one, O-N-E, the number one. I didn't do it, folks. Speaking of saying things that are derogatory, I heard President Trump say on TV that ex-Vice President Biden had a low mentality, or something like that, according to his actions. Now, how disrespectful was that? He may think that, but to say it in public? I think the Prez has a blank spot up there somewhere. I still say he has too much money and no respect for the ordinary citizens of the country. These tariffs that he wants to impose on China and Mexico will only raise prices here and disrupt trade. Isn't there another way to accomplish what needs to be done? They are talking about war with Iran. Why? Why should our soldiers be over there or in Afghanistan getting killed or severely injured, losing limbs, and just undergoing the stress of war? But is this about oil? Get it somewhere else. I read a letter the other day in the Times-Standard requesting people to write a letter to Dr. Connie Bosch supporting her right to take proper care of her patients by prescribing effective medications, including opioids, when necessary. I have a condition called restless leg syndrome, or RLS, and it requires, for me, opioids, mostly Tylenol with codeine. It took a lot of experimenting to figure out the combination of meds for me, as everyone reacts differently to meds. My doctors are the kind that take care of me properly, and I appreciate that. And they get pressure from the California Medical Board for it. Write down this address. California Medical Board, 2005 Evergreen Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95815. That's California Medical Board, 2005 Evergreen Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95815. Catch it on the next broadcast if necessary. Write them and tell them to let responsible doctors be doctors. The board wants to treat everyone the same to get to the bad ones. They need to get real and use their heads. After all, I suppose they are medically connected folks, and they should be smarter than that. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.